After thousands of years, the Hindus are still chanting to Shiva, seeking his grace, seeking his arrival. The Sufis are still chanting to Allah, for the merciful one to bring grace and salvation. Christians sing so many hymns to Christ, to the Father, to the Mother. So many in the East sing to the goddess. And so many attune to the Tao. And all are doing the same process that is named with different terms, but the real of that attunement, that resonance with the Supreme Presence, is universal because it was ordained and established by the one who has brought all of this into manifestation and whose vibrational presence is forever present. If we but pay attention to the source of our capacity to be conscious, to know, to feel, to love, to shine, but to achieve that Supreme Presence, all veils must be removed. If there is any veil that creates the illusion of a separation, that there is a someone separate from Shiva, from the infinite ocean of light, then that illusion will break the flow of the current of divine love. It will create a sense of need rather than of joy, of lack rather than of fullness, of suffering rather than of blissful liberation. This is the moment that Shiva has ordained to return. This is the moment in which our souls are all being tested. We must know what is the meaning of reality. What is the highest value? What is it that you seek? What do you wish to realize? And when the body falls in death, where will your consciousness abide? If it does not abide with God now, then it will not abide with God consciously afterward. Whatever thoughts are in the mind during life will create a bardo state after death, a state in which all the subconscious fantasies are released and play out their energetic desires without the ability to awaken from what could be a nightmare. And so this is the time set aside for yogis, for anyone who is awakened, to purify the mind of all thoughts that are not of God, of all love that is not of God, of all beliefs that do not come from God. And to drop, most of all, the belief in duality. The belief that there is anything other than the one supreme, infinitely creative, loving power who is the source of our life and our ability to know. And our ability to let go. To surrender. In complete egoless humility to that supreme consciousness and merge in it. Until there is no remainder. The metaphor that many religions employ because of its dramatic nature and its accuracy is the representation of God as light. And thus every religion has a festival of light, or a candelabra, a menorah to be lit. Each of us is a candle, and God is that power that lights each candle. Has your candle been lit? Has it been ignited? Are you glowing with the power of God's loving presence? Has the light burned away the ego so that you shine fully? Without thoughts, without worries, without fantasies, without pain, without suffering. Because this is the function of a yogi. And once your light is lit, our greatest joy and fulfillment and service is to light other candles? Are you lighting others now that you have been lit up? Have you completely dissolved the illusion of being an individual human in a world and realized this is all a dream, and the dream itself is made of light, and it's that light, the infinite light, that has lit your light? And although the candles are multiple, the flame is one. Every flame is the same light. There are not two lights, but one light that shines on many candles. Only one love, only one mind. Only one infinite. Presence of the blissful. Reality that completely dissolves away all other considerations. And the illusion of the world fades as the light grows stronger and as Shiva's presence becomes ever more palpable, more real for you, more total than there is only the light. All else is washed out. All else is dissolved in the light. We have come from that light, and it has manifested as a world, and now the world is returning to the light, to be redreamed from that place of infinite perfection and beauty and purity and goodness and love and miraculous power of God's presence in each light as the one self creates a new heaven. This is the moment when gradually ever more lights are being lit. And the one light is drawn toward the many, until the many and the one have become the zero of infinite light that cannot be counted, cannot be known, because all consciousness will have dissolved into it. And nothing but that abides. Nothing but that has ever been. May we resonate at every moment with that frequency of infinite bliss. The bliss of the uncreated. Immeasurable, luminous presence, and never fall into delusion. This is the moment for the blessing of God's return to be given to all who seek and are willing to surrender to that, to die into that, and to be reborn as that beauty and light and love. Will you make this reality your reality? Or will you keep a veil to separate your being from the one supreme being? Let there be no barrier. Let there be no sense of separation. So that that power is transmitted through your being, that vibrational frequency that awakens and illumines and liberates all who can feel it in your hearts. And brings the balm of peace to every heart. This is the function of satyogis. Blessings to all. May you know the peace of mind that ends all internal chaos and interference patterns that create the illusion of separation. Of the individual mind from the supreme mind of the absolute self. And may you know the deeper peace of the heart in which the heart is totally open to infinite love. And resonates with God's love without any sense of there being two. But love that unites all. And may you know that supreme peace of the Spirit. That is in eternal union with the transcendent presence of the Supreme Lord. For whom there is no world, no other, no time, no space. Only the absolute presence. That is inconceivably beautiful and yet without form, but is the fulfillment of every yearning of every heart and every seeking of every mind and the completion of the heroic journey to the peak of the mountain of God. And the glory of absolute presence. Namaste.